This lesson looks at an example of two-variable optimization using a cubic function. So let's consider the one we have in front of us, which is x cubed minus 18xy plus y cubed. The first thing we do is find the first order conditions. So that's f sub x equals 3x squared minus 18y equals 0. And f sub y is equal to negative 18x plus 3y squared equals 0. So now we have some first order conditions, and in this case we have first order conditions that are quadratic. Now, how do we solve something like this? Well, this one gives a lot of people a bit of a puzzle. So here's how I would do it. First, I take the first equation and write it as 3x squared equals 18y. Or x squared over y will equal 18 divided by 3, which is 6. I'll take the second equation here and write that one similarly as 3y squared equals 18x. Now, I divide both sides by x and both sides by 3, and I get y squared over x also equals 6. So now I have two equations that both equal 6. Putting them together, I get x squared over y equals y squared over x. So if we cross multiply, then we get that x cubed equals y cubed, or x equals y. So now we know that in this system x equals y. So let's go back to our first order condition. So for f sub x, we had 3x squared minus 18y equals 0. Let's substitute in. Since y equals x, we can now write this as 3x squared minus 18x equals 0. Factoring and simplifying gives us x times x minus 6 equals 0, and I divide through by 3. Now, notice I don't divide through by x, since x could take on the value of 0 as a possible solution. Remember, 0 is a valid answer. So therefore, I can divide by 3, which I know is not 0, but I can't divide by x since I don't know if it is 0. Well, this gives us two answers, x equals 0 or x equals 6. Well, since x equals y, this means that when x equals 0, y equals 0. And when x equals 6, y equals 6. So now we know there are two solutions to this problem. X equals 0, y equals 0 is our first solution. And x equals 6, y equals 6 is our second solution. So we have two critical points. Now we want to check the second order conditions. So let's go back to our first derivatives one more time. So we know that f sub x was equal to 3x squared minus 18y. And we know that f sub y is equal to 3y squared minus 18x. So let's check the second derivative. So for f xx, we get 6x. For fxy, we get negative 18. F sub y, fyy, is going to be 6y, and fyx is negative 18. So now we verified Young's theorem that the cross partials are always equal. So let's check the solution first for test x equals 0, y equals 0. In this case, we know that fxx will equal 6 times 0 is 0, and fyy will equal 6 times 0 is 0. We also check the cross effect and the direct effect, so we check fxx times fyy minus fxy squared, and this will be equal to 0 times 0 minus negative 18 squared, which is negative 324. Remember what our rules are for max and mins. For a maximum, we need that the direct second derivative, fxx and fyy, be negative, and the direct effect given by this equation, fxx minus f times fyy minus fxy squared, be positive. So we don't have negative or positive direct partials, and the direct effect minus the cross effect is negative. Therefore, we know that this is not a max or a min. So this is a saddle. Okay, let's check the second solution we got, which is x equals 6.